So good evening, everyone, or good morning, good afternoon, depending on where you are in the world. Welcome to week number three of our BrailleSense 6 training program, which we're delighted to see so much interest in, not just from here and in the UK, but further afield as well. So we very much we are very grateful for the time you're taking to join us, whatever you may or wherever you may be. My name is Stuart Lawler, and I'm from Sight and Sound Technology, and my colleague Fionnuala Murphy from Sight and Sound Technology is also with us this evening. And today we're talking about languages and language profiles and downloading voices. I just want to make reference to last week's session on the podcasts app. It generated a little bit of discussion post-session, I suppose, especially from some people who were listening to the podcast in relation to the update for BrailleSense 6, because, of course, as we said last week, the podcast app was not available just yet. And there is no word yet on the update. It is imminent, we've been told. It's waiting for sign off from Google. And my understanding is that as soon as HIMSS get that, they will be releasing it. So the update is on the way. Be patient, and it will arrive very soon. And you will get a notification on your BrailleSense 6, of course, to tell you that a new update is available and you can install it and you'll have the podcast app. But tonight, of course, what we're going to show you tonight, you have already. So you can go and play with this afterwards, or you can play along with it as I'm talking. It's the language profiles, and we're going to talk as well about downloading voices. So I'm going to, before I share my screen, just let me remind you that if you'd like to raise your hand during the evening, you can do so by pressing Alt and Y, or you can activate the raise hand button on your mobile device if you wish. And if you would like to post anything in the chat, you can do so by pressing Alt and H, or access the chat button if you're on a mobile device. And Fionnuala will be keeping an eye on the chat and raised hands, and we will have plenty of time for questions and bring you in. So if you have any questions, please feel free either to raise your hand or put them in the chat. I'm probably going to demo for about 25 minutes, and then we leave the rest of the session open for chat for questions, either on the content tonight or any other content that you have on the BrailleSense 6. Just to say, next week we're going to look at the Wiki search, and again a new app that'll come in the update. And the week after, we're talking all about apps, and we're going to put together a little panel for that session of a couple of users and talk about the apps that they are using. But let's get back to languages. I suppose just to sort of give you a little history, I suppose, as to where this feature came from, I think it's fair to say, and I think HIMSS would probably say it themselves, and I think if Jenny was here, she would probably agree. The process of changing languages, switching languages on the older BrailleSense Polaris and the U2 was not very easy. It couldn't be done very quickly. You had to change your Braille language, and then your speech, and then your system language separately. Now, last year, if you remember, HIMSS addressed this in the Polaris with the provision of macros. And we did show macros on a webinar that we ran last year indeed, but I think the reliability of those macros was sometimes called into question. They didn't always do what they expect, what was expected of them. And I suppose as dealers, we were advocating to HIMSS for something a little more smooth and something that would have an easier user interface. And they gave us the language profiles in the recent update of the Polaris. And of course, this has also come onto the BrailleSense 6. And language profiles are a really easy way for you to set up multiple languages and switch on the fly. And I'll talk a bit more about switching languages and some of the automatic language switching, which is a work in progress, by the way, but just so that you can glimpse a little bit into the future for what HIMSS are going to do. So let me share my screen and share my BrailleSense 6. And we will be sharing, I know we had somebody on the call, I think last week, who was asking, could we also share the video, the visual end of the screen. So I'm going to share the screen as well, the visual rather. So let me just make sure we're sharing sound. And hopefully,
File Manager.
Hopefully you're hearing the BrailleSense okay, Fionnuala?
Yep, it's good.
Brilliant. Okay, so we're at the main menu, we're at File Manager. So let's talk a little bit about voice settings first and what you can do with voices. We can go to the voice settings in two ways. We can go to the settings menu by pressing the letter S or scroll down to settings, whatever you prefer, or you can use the shortcut, which is function key F3 with the letter V. I'm going to, for the sake of time, I'm going to do the F3V to bring me into the voices dialog.
Voice type, Braille Sense Vocalizer 1-2 combo box.
We're now in the voice type. There are two voice types that you will see. The first and the one that will run automatically when you get your Braille Sense, if you were to do nothing else, is Braille Sense Vocalizer. So that's the vocalizer voices that we all know and love from our iOS devices, certainly those of us who have iOS devices going back to the days of Samantha. And of course, as you'll hear, she's still on the Braille Sense 6. But if we scroll down.
Voice type, Android TTS 2-2 combo box.
This is the Android TTS. Some people get confused about how to navigate between these because there's almost two parts to it. The first thing you have to do is select a voice type, and then you can browse the synthesizers within that voice type. So Android TTS means any Android text-to-speech system can be installed on your Braille Sense 6 and can work as your default TTS for the Braille Sense 6 user interface. And that's really, really good. Now, if I tab now.
Voice name. Speech services by Google 1-2 list item.
This is the Google speech that is installed by default. And there's about six or seven different voices in Google speech services. I think there might even be more. And there's a number of different dialects. So that's one. But I have another one if I down arrow.
ET Eloquence TTS 2-2 list item.
I count myself lucky to have ETI Eloquence, and I say lucky because you can no longer get ETI Eloquence. If you were lucky enough to be able to get it before it was taken off the market and taken off the Play Store, you can still install it on the Braille Sense 6, but it is a 32-bit application, and Google are no longer supporting 32-bit applications on newer devices for new purchases. So Code Factory, who make ETI Eloquence, decided that they didn't want to do that, which is, in my opinion, a great shame. But just so that you can hear this, I'm going to
cancel button,
tab to the confirm button.
Confirm button.
And I'm going to press enter, and you should hear the voice change.
File manager. File manager. Word processor.
So now I'm using ETI Eloquence, and this is what I use day to day on my Polaris, on my Braille Sense 6. But let me switch back to Vocalizer.
Voice type Android TTS.
So I'm going back to my voice type Android TTS.
Voice type Braille Sense Vocalizer 1-2 combo box.
And I'm going back to Vocalizer, and I'm just going to go back to English Samantha. And I'm going to confirm that, and then I'll go back to the voices menu in a sec.
Word processor.
So we're back to Samantha. So what's available within this? There's a whole range of voices that HIMS provide, which are vocalizer voices. And there are, I think, 60 odd or maybe more, 64 odd voices that you can download across a range of languages. So the first thing you want to do before you set up your language profiles is find a voice that you like and then download the voice or try different voices. You will have to download them. You can't sample them yet, but you can download them and play with them. And it's also easy to uninstall them if you don't like. So let's have a look what I did. I was going to say I don't trust my Polaris. I'm not sure I trust all the things that are connected to my network tonight that something would crash. So I'm not going to download a voice in real time because it is a bit of a download. I downloaded a few. Here's one we did earlier, as they say on the cooking shows. I downloaded a few earlier, and I'm going to create some language profiles based on the voices I downloaded. So let's have a look and see what I did. So I'm going to press space, or rather go back into my voices menu with F3 and V.
Voice type, Braille Sense Vocalizer 1-2 combo box.
So now I'm in Braille Sense Vocalizer. That's where I want to be. So let me tab once.
Voice name, German Marcus 1-3 list item.
I have three voices here. I downloaded German Marcus. We're going to create a German profile in a few minutes.
French Thomas 2-3 list
item.
We're
going to create a French profile using the voice Thomas. And the last one is
English Samantha 3-3 list item.
English Samantha. Now, if I didn't want German after all.
German Marcus 1-3 list item.
If I tab once.
Uninstall button.
That's how you get rid of the voices. There's an uninstall button. Let me go back to
voice
the English voice.
English Samantha 3-3 list item.
And tab.
Download button.
This is a download button, and this will open a menu of voices that we can download. So let's press enter here.
Download voice. English Allison 158 list item.
So there's 58 voices now because I have downloaded, I think, three of them. So I think there's 61 in total. So here's all the voices we can download.
English Ava 258 list. English Nathan 358. English Susan 458 list
and
item.
If I went right to the end.
Cantonese Sinji 5858 list
go
item.
Cantonese Sinji, if we wanted. And you would simply enter on any of those voices. It will download, depending on the speed of your internet connection. It may take a minute or two, and then it will automatically install the voice, and you will find it in that voices list when you go back in, and you can start using it. So that's the first thing you will do before you set up your language profiles, download the voices for the languages you want. That assumes, of course, that you want speech when you're doing your language profiles. And we'll talk about that in a sec as well. Of course, some people are just using Braille. So now that we've seen the voices and we know how to download them, we know where to find them, and we know Android synthesizers exist too. And it is important to say you can make profiles with Android synthesizers too. And there are any number of voices available from Android, the a cappella voices. There's others. I'm sure there's people on this call who know a lot more about that than I do, because I have not played with Android TTS to any extent, but you can get just about anything. So play with that stuff and have fun and install it on your device. So let me exit out here.
Download button.
I'm going to go back to my file manager.
File manager.
And I'm going to go to my language profiles. Now, if you have a Polaris, everything I tell you tonight is also valid for the Polaris. So this is one that made it in the update of the Polaris. Language profiles are available there too. So let's go into the settings menu by pressing the letter S.
Set time and date.
The language profiles option can be found in settings, and we can simply press the letter L to go there.
Language profiles dialog. Profile. Default profile 1-1 list item.
There is one profile at the moment, and it's called default profile, and that's the profile we're using. It's bog standard, English, Samantha, etc. I need to set one up for ETI Eloquence, and we might do that before the end of this session if we don't run out of time. But we did download German and French voices, so let's do some language creation based on those first. And I'm going to start with German. This is a typical dialog box that you're going to use the tab key a lot. So you can use F3, or we had this discussion last week. I think we were talking about, do people prefer F3 or space with dots 4 and 5? And I tend to prefer space with dots 4 and 5 because I can keep my hands on the Braille keyboard, but whatever you like, it doesn't matter. You'll have the same result. So let's tab once.
Add dialog button.
Add. We're going to add a language or a profile. So we'll press enter here.
Add dialog. Profile, edit box.
So the first option here is profile, edit box. What name are you going to give your profile? What are you going to call it? So I'm going to call it German. I will check I've done that.
German.
Perfect. And now I'm going to press the tab key.
Language, English, United Kingdom, 748 list item.
I want to spend a moment talking about this option because there is some confusion. And we were chatting with somebody who was teaching the other day about this. This option sets the system language. It doesn't set the Braille code or the speech. So if you were working with students who were just learning German, it would not be a good idea to change the entire system language to German. You may not want to do that. But if you want to be able to quickly switch into German to have all the prompts, all the menu items in German, then you would switch here into the German language. Let's do this anyway. We will pretend our German is really good and we'll switch into German. So let me press G for German.
English. Unite English.
I think I need to
Espanol. Espanol. 940. Dansk Combo Bach. Deutsch. Deutschland.
Yes.
448
okay.
List
G,
item.
D for Deutschland. Okay, so I'm now telling BrailleSense 6 that I want to switch the system language to German. Now I'll tab again.
Braille code. US 125 list item.
This is where I set my Braille code. Well, obviously we've set the system language to German. We kind of don't have a choice. We need to make sure our Braille code is German as well, or at least we should. So let's press G.
German combo box.
So my Braille code is now set at German. And if I tab again.
View input grade. Computer Braille 1-3 list item.
Depending on the Braille tables and the way languages have been implemented, and this is how these have been requested by customers around the world, HIMSS have made different layouts based on languages. In the case of German, there's computer Braille, grade 1 and grade 2, but some languages only have computer braille on grade one, for example. I think Spanish is a good case in point. So if you find a language doesn't work in the way you expect, do get in touch with us. If you're in Ireland or in the UK, obviously, or get in touch with your local HIMSS support if you're somewhere else, and do talk to them about that, because HIMSS are very responsive to how they will work with languages to make them more usable based on user preference. So let me go down. I want to do grade two German Braille.
Uncontracted Braille, contracted Braille 3-3 list item.
Contracted German Braille. We're going to tab again.
8-dot mode, off 1-2 list item.
I guess, again, 8-dot mode in some European countries in particular, they're very into 8-dot. We will leave it off for now.
Voice type, Braille Sense Vocalizer 1-2 list
now
item.
Now we're in our voice type. Now the voice type is Braille Sense Vocalizer, because remember, I have downloaded the Vocalizer voices for languages. They're not Android voices. So I'm going to keep it that, and I'll tab again.
Voice name, English Samantha 1-3 list
now
item.
Now I need to search for, what did we call it? Marco, German. So let's go down, scroll down.
German Marcus 2-3 list item.
German Marcus, okay, that's fine. We'll tab here.
Use secondary voice, off 1-2 list item.
I want to just talk about this for a sec. I'm not going to demonstrate it. And the reason I'm not going to demonstrate it is because it's still a bit of a work in progress for HIMSS, but I want to flag it for you. Because what it will do very shortly is it will allow you to switch automatically in a document, switch languages. The caveat here, of course, is that the language needs to be marked up correctly. So the file you're using needs to have language markup codes correctly done. And you'd be surprised the number of times that doesn't happen, and you'd wonder why your languages doesn't switch. So this will operate in a similar way to how JAWS has been doing for years. The languages will switch. They are doing a little bit more work on that, so I'm not going to demo it tonight, but it will work very shortly, but for both Braille and speech. And I think that's something that, if there's people on this call who are interested in using multiple languages, it's something that we would greatly appreciate some feedback on when that time comes. So if anyone's particularly interested in that and you want to sort of, you know, keep in touch and do some testing, then drop me an email. We'll tab again.
Voice rate. 5512 list item.
Now, this is interesting because you can change the voice rate based on your language. My German mightn't be as good as my English. In fact, it's not. So I might want to make my German voice a lot slower. I think I'm going to do that. I'm going to bring my German voice down.
4412, 5512 list item.
I'll bring it down a bit.
4412, 3312 list item.
My German voice a bit slower, and I'll tab again.
Voice pitch. 5510 list item.
Leave the pitch as it is.
Confirm button.
And then we'll have the confirm button. So we've now set up a language profile. We've entered all the information we need. We've selected what we need, and we will now press enter.
Save complete. Profile. German 2-2 list item.
So now I'm back in my language profiles. As you now see, there are two items. There's default.
Default profile 1-2 list item.
Down arrow.
German 2-2 list item.
So let's press enter on German. And we should change into German. It's taking a second. It's doing a few things.
Schaltfläche nach oben navigieren zum Dateimanager.
Now, I don't speak German, but...
Textverarbeitung.
That's word processor.
Notepad.
Notepad.
Email.
Email, okay. So you can see it's now system language is German and it's speaking in German. I would like to switch back to English at this point, because otherwise we will all struggle. So let's press the settings menu for settings.
Datum Zeit einstellen.
And language.
Sprachprofile Dialog. Profile. Standard Profil 1, 2 Listenelement.
I think standard profile is default.
Hinzufügen Dialog. Bearbeiten Dialogschalter. Löschen Schalter. Bestätigen Schalter.
And
Profile. Standard Profil ein.
Enter.
File manager.
Oh, I'm very glad that switched back. I was getting a bit worried there. I thought we'd be speaking German all evening. So you can see it took a couple of seconds, but it switched everything back. And I have my Samantha voice with my system language set back to English. This is, as you can imagine, really powerful if you have students who want to quickly switch between languages and reading text files. And I think it will, whilst it's good now, it's going to be better when they do the switching automatically as you scroll through a document. I want to just create one more. We'll do it a little bit quicker this time, but I just want to, we'll do the French one, we might as well, and then we will be stopping for questions if people have any. And just a quick reminder that you can raise your hand, Alt and Y, and you can type in the chat, Alt and H, and Fionnuala will keep an eye on those. So we go back to settings.
Set time and day.
Back to language profiles, for L.
Language profiles dialog. Profile. Default profile 1-2 list item.
And I'm going to add.
Add dialog button.
Press enter.
Add dialog. Profile. Edit
and
box.
And I'll say French.
French.
And I'll tab.
Language. English. United
now, in
Kingdom.
In this instance, I'm working with a student who's just beginning French, so I don't want them to be, you know, reading everything in French. So I'm leaving the system language in this case as English. Tab again.
Braille code. US 125
well,
list
to
item.
That to French.
French combo box.
And I'll tab again.
View input grade. Computer Braille 1-3 list item. Uncontracted Braille 3-3 list item. 8-dot mode. Off 1-2 list item.
Off.
Voice type. Braille Sense Vocalizer 1-2 list.
Braille Sense Vocalizer is correct. It's worth saying here, by the way, if you have a TTS on Android that speaks really good French or whatever the language is that you're using, then that would be the synthesizer to use. In that case, you'd switch to Android and create your language profile with your Android synthesizer.
Voice name, English Samantha.
So let me do French.
French Thomas combo box.
That's the one we want, French Thomas.
Use secondary voice, off 1-2 list item.
Again, if we wanted to use the secondary voice and nominate English, for example, we would do that for the automatic switching.
Voice rate, 5512 list
my
item.
My French is better than my German, so I'm happy to leave the voice rate.
Voice pitch.
Voice pitch.
Confirm button.
And I'll confirm that.
Save complete.
So this time.
Profile. French 3-3 list.
It's going to change to French, but it's going to keep all my system languages. So let's press enter here.
Langage profil.
And we're back at language profiles. Now, if I press F1.
Field manager.
So it's speaking English with just a French accent.
Word processor.
But I know if I had, for example, switched that to French, it would have said editor de text for the word processor, for example. So let me go back into my language profiles.
Langage profil dialogue. Profil, default
and
profil.
Press enter to switch to default.
Language profiles.
And if you have...
voice off language
sorry.
Profiles.
If you have created
language,
a language
profiles
profile
dialog.
You no longer need,
profile.
You could enter
the
language profile.
French 3-3 list.
And press space with D.
Delete complete. German 2-2 list.
And just be careful because you don't get a prompt if you want to delete your profile. So make sure you don't delete. We had a student who we set up a load of profiles for and he inadvertently deleted two of them. So be very careful. There's no prompt on deleting your profile. So that's the basics of using this stuff. Get your voice first, whether it be an Android or Braille Sense synthesizer, have it installed, and then go off and set up your language profiles. You can set up as many of them as you want. And as I say, coming in the next little while, there'll be that a bit more automated way of being able to switch between languages. And we are kind of excited about that because I think it's going to make this feature a whole lot more useful. It's useful already, but it may be even more useful. Now, it's worth saying languages like Irish, for example, here in Ireland, in the education system, Irish is used and is mandatory. So Irish is available on the Braille Sense 6 in Braille, but there is no TTS. Well, there is a TTS that speaks Irish, but it doesn't do it very well. And in that instance, what we tend to do is students who are using Irish just switch off their speech for Irish and we set up an Irish profile where we change nothing, only the Braille code, but we call it Irish. So you can use these in whatever way you want. So I'm going to stop talking. Very happy to take questions. If you'd like to either raise your hand, Alt and Y, or type in the chat, Alt and H, and Fionnuala will bring people in if you'd like to ask anything. So Fionnuala, I don't know if you have anyone waiting or any queries at the moment.
Nobody waiting. Extra points if you ask your question in German.
German, oh my God, yeah.
That's a challenge to teach you to answer.
Yeah, absolutely.
Daniel just commenting, this won't make sense to anybody who didn't go to school in Ireland.
All right.
That Sarah Proc, I don't know what that is, text-to-speech, is bringing PEG out soon, so they say.
Yes, that's right. There's crowd in Scotland. Yeah, yeah. But they have actually, Daniel, it's there. It's on Windows already, but it's not cheap. I don't know what they're going to charge on Android, but it is not cheap. Mm. So I hope they have a better pricing model if they want to get into the education system.
31 euro on Windows, Daniel says.
Okay, 31. Yeah, so Eloquence on Windows is... Oh, no, maybe that's about the same price, actually. Yeah, maybe it'll be cheaper then. So any other questions people have, please do feel free to ask. I think language is one of these things that we've been kind of waiting for a long time. So feel free to shout. You can raise your hand with Alt and Y, or if there's any other, you know, we always said with these sessions as well, if there's general queries that are outside of the scope of tonight's session, that's also fair game. If there's anything you want to add, and as I say, next week we're going to be talking about the wiki search and using Wikipedia on the BrailleSense 6, which will be very interesting.
I have a raised hand here, Stuart.
Okay.
What I've done, I'm just having a problem. Ask to start video, is that what I'm...
I think you should say ask to speak, allow to speak, or ask to unmute, I think there's an option.
Sorry, it's different to the webinar.
Yeah, it's different to the webinar, yes, yeah. So I think...
Sorry, Nick, I am...
Hello. Hi, Nick, can you hear me?
We can, how are you?
Great.
Hi, fine, thanks, Stuart. Doing well. Thanks. A really interesting session. I was just wondering, is there a shortcut key to jump straight to the language profiles, or do you always have to go through the settings?
There isn't at the moment. Now, on the Polaris, actually, let me just check that, because there wasn't on the Polaris, and they were putting in F1 and L. So I just want to check, did they do that on the
file manager
update that I have?
Select language profile F1 dialogue.
Ah, great.
File manager.
Thank you very much, because I felt sure I'd come across one and then I'd forgotten it. And I'm heavily into languages, so that's much quicker than having to go into settings. That's great. Thank you very much.
And I should actually just add, and Nicola, thanks for bringing that up. It's a great question. The F1 and L will not work for Polaris users, because that opens the Exchange email application. I think that's where the keystroke conflict is. So there is a shortcut on BrailleSense 6, but not on Polaris.
Great. Oh, thank you very much. Excellent.
You're very welcome. Thank you for the
question.
And
you did great with the French and German, by the way.
I was a bit worried. I'm not a linguist, so my language skills are non-existent. Bullshit. Thank you. Any other queries from anybody? I mean, you know, it was the great thing with these is just go off and play with them, download the voices and have a look at what's available, because there's plenty of stuff out there.
Sorry, one more raised hand there, Stuart. I've asked, I think, to unmute. Yep. This is a feature that's definitely easier on the webinars. Sorry, Pen, I've sent an unmute request there. If you want to unmute yourself.
Daniel is asking, is there Google? I'm just looking at chat while you're doing that. Daniel is asking, is there Google Drive integration and OneDrive integration? There is Google Drive integration. And actually, Daniel, that is in one of the videos we put up. It was covered on the first set of training courses in August, but I can flag it for you and send it to you. I wish there was OneDrive integration. There isn't, but I have a lovely little app called OneSync that does it really well. It's a little bit, it's 9-8 euros, I think I paid for it, but it's really, really good. But yeah, I am advocating with him strongly for OneDrive integration. So I feel your pain, but Google is perfect.
Pen, I'm sorry, I don't know what's happening with the request to unmute. It doesn't seem to be reaching
you.
I'll
have a look
for some reason.
See, can I?
If you want to put your question into the chat, maybe instead.
So let's see. Pen H. Okay, let's see. Can we?
Yep.
Pen, I don't know if you can unmute yourself now. I'm not sure that I've actually pressed the right button either. You should be getting a request to unmute. I've just sent the unmute request again. I can see your raised hand all right, but I don't think the unmute request is reaching you for some reason. If you want to put your question in the chat, as Fionnuala said, we'll happily answer it. Oh, I think you're...
It's like it's unmuting for a second.
It's unmuting for a second. It's going, yeah. Or Penny, you can just drop an email if that's easier, and we'll I'll follow up with it. Okay, sorry about that. Zoom has its moments. I think every week we had issues last week where some people couldn't hear us and some people could, so it does funny things. Last shout then for questions or any other comments that people have. If there's not, we look forward to seeing everybody next week. Fionnuala and I will be back at 8 o'clock and to talk about Wikipedia and using this sort of system-wide searches, which is again a new feature in the update. And who knows, we might have the update by next week. So do join us next week.
There's Pen, thanks for putting that into the chat box. Sorry, I was just checking that I was unmuted. Is there any way to manually add a language not listed in the Braille Sense?
That's a great question. And the settings. Short answer is no. But if there's a language you're interested in, so for example, with Irish, Irish wasn't in the device 2 years ago, and we worked with HIMSS and with some teachers here who gave a lot of time to help to get that, make sure it was right. I think if there's a language you're interested in, get in touch with your local dealer if you're not in the UK or Ireland and talk to them about it, or talk to HIMSS directly. I know if you're in the States, HIMSS do have a pretty big presence, and I think they're very open to feedback. So it's something, if they have enough interest in it, they will certainly look at it.
Okay, that's great. That's good.
Brilliant. So thank you, everybody, for coming along tonight. Thanks for joining our session. This will go on our podcast and YouTube. Thanks to Fionnuala for coming along and helping with co-hosting. And we're looking forward to seeing everybody in next week at 8 p.m. Dublin time. Just a quick reminder for everyone that the clocks go back in this part of the world next week. I know it doesn't happen in the US or in New Zealand, so you may need to adjust your schedule accordingly to make sure you join us at the correct time, because we'll be an hour earlier next week. Okay, thanks everybody, and enjoy the rest of your evening.
Thanks, George.
Thanks, Fionnuala.
Bye.
Bye.